This call of Jesus is for each one of us to live in his presence and to do those things that please him, obedience to him. And we find that he arranges things for us far better than we could ever arrange for ourselves. He walks with us and talks with us. It's such a wonderful life with him. And that joy increases. It comes to a point where you don't know what sadness is anymore. It's joy in Jesus. It's his joy in us. We don't have that joy. The most optimistic person cannot experience that joy unless they come to Jesus. That joy in his presence is an everlasting joy. And his love and that peace, there comes a quietness and a peace. And whatever you do, the Lord does that. Hallelujah. And just in closing, maybe some would like to continue to wait upon the Lord. We've had a little opportunity this afternoon. Some might want to stay, but some others have other things to do or want to go to to enjoy the outside, the lovely sunshine. Jesus gives us that to enjoy. But I wanted to add yet, recently there has come like a revival among the Chinese people. The Lord has done wonderful things for the Chinese people. I've seen it. I've seen how he's opened doors and how he's made people hungry and thirsty. I could tell many, many stories what God has done. But recently, Brother Jack Chow, you know Brother Jack Chow, he got to know Uncle Hans in Taiwan back in 1967. I was playing the organ at that. That organ was this small, really. I'm not kidding. A little pump organ. And filled with... Uncle Hans came around. They were taking pictures, all these pictures. This man was taking pictures. He said, "Don't get proud now." That's what he said to me. And then, and recently Jack Chow had these Chinese meetings in June. They wanted me to come too, but I couldn't. I was in Taiwan. He got to know Uncle Hans, that Sister Pearl invited him to interpret for Uncle Hans. And he looks about the same as then. I have pictures. He looks about the same. And he got so on fire for this message, for seeking Jesus. And recently, among the Chinese people, the Chinese churches in Taiwan, they've tried everything. They've, not in our own churches, but the other churches, they've done very well and did all kinds of things, sought after so many things, served the Lord. But all of a sudden, they feel empty. They feel there's something missing. God loves them, and he's helped them and blessed them, but they feel there's something missing. And what is that? To wait upon the Lord. To come into his presence. And that's why these special meetings have started. All over. You were there in April. There were over 300 people in that meeting that came to the Taipei. They were from, I don't know how many different churches. Not from our own churches. This was for other churches. They come because they're hungry. They want to learn how to wait on the Lord. That's what they want now in these days. And may it continue to grow, this waiting on the Lord, this hunger and thirst for Jesus, because everything comes from Jesus. Our whole lives, if we wait on the Lord and abide in him, Sister Pearl said, the abiding in Jesus is having his presence all the time. And you can have it all the time. It comes through faith. And if you feel down, what do? You sing a song. And I play the piano. I try to sing every day four songs. I don't have a good voice, but I sing the alto. And German, Chinese, and two English songs I try to sing. And then I praise the Lord. You don't feel down anymore. You do that and you're happy. You just raise your hands and praise the Lord, walk there, and everything is fine. And if somebody hurts you, you're offended, you know what you do? Another way, it's not a trick, but it's you sit there and read the Bible. And you read the Bible and read the Bible, and it's gone. You try it. I've tried that, and somebody once hurt me, and it hurt me inwardly. I didn't tell anybody. I sat there and read the Bible. When I finished, there's power in the Bible. When I was finished, it was gone. And so we have these things there in the Bible. People that have had nervous breakdowns, they found out if they praise the Lord all the time, he brings them up. You're always happy. You can be always happy, always rejoicing. And when you have that joy, then you're pleasing Jesus and in the kingdom. But if you lose it and you lose your peace, then you're not pleasing Jesus, and we want to please him. I know you all know this, so I don't want, but in case there's someone here that I want to encourage you, get more and more filled with the Holy Spirit. Tell your children, too. My mother, that's why I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. She told me when I went to camp, I was 10 years old. My sister was 8 years old, so she had to take care of me. And she said at the door, she said, many have heard this again, but I'll tell it again. It's about time you're filled with the Holy Spirit. My mother was very, she'd say, absolute. And that's jie ting. In Chinese, it's jie ting. Very certain and positive. She said, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's about time. You're going to be 11 years old and not yet filled with the Holy Spirit. Your sister was filled when she was only 9 years old. And look, you're going to be 11. She was a soft person, but sometimes her words would go into your heart. And really, it was like a knife. And I knew I had to be filled with the Spirit, and the Lord did it. It was a small beginning. But there was breakthrough, and it increased, and I still wanted to increase. So if my mother hadn't said that, I don't think I would have come up here to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I was coming up here to play with frogs and go swimming. I don't do that now anymore. I still go swimming. There's a picture of me. My sister made my hair funny some, and I had a dead frog in my hand. And I thought that was a lot of fun, swimming and boating. But the main thing was, and my mother, she put it into me. She said, it's time you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So I thank my mother, and I thank Uncle Hans and Brother Edwin and all those. They led us the right way. And now it's time to close, and if maybe in closing we can still sing that song 28. It's in precious songs we have. We have to be careful what kind of music we listen to. Music, there was one man, he came back to the Lord after a number of years, and he had so much of the worldly music, it took him a long time to get in the presence of the Lord, waiting on the Lord till that left him. But so we can guard our hearts by the music, these wonderful songs. Let's sing that again in closing.
Jesus, there is power, for you we have
presence here this afternoon. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your great love. You've loved each one of us with an everlasting love. You've drawn us with cords of love, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we thank you for the greatest blessing of all, Jesus within us revealed. And we want you, we want to walk softly and humbly with you, that you might be glorified and that you might be honored. We pray your blessing on each one, whether we go or stay, and keep us. We ask it in your name. Amen.